I used to love the toasted cheese sandwiches that they made in that drugstore. That was one of the few jobs I ever had when I was a kid. I worked in a drugstore for about 3 weeks. Got awful sick of ice cream, too.
You said that you milked cows for about 5 days. Did you ever keep the milk, or did your family ever keep the milk until it got sour to make something out of it?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call that stuff?
Well, when it soured, it was called clabber. L-A-B-B-E-R, and the watery part of it was called whey, and we kept our milk in crocks, and the cream was so rich on there that it was about, I would say, an average of a half an inch thick on top of the milk. And we'd skim that off then, skim the cream off, let the milk sour, and then churn the butter out of with the buttermilk. And of course, there were flecks of butter all through the, and we used old hand churn, and I still have our old churn, have our old butter mold. We had several butter molds. You'd mold the butter into a wooden place and then turn it over and push it out. And it'd be butter with a little rose or something like that on the top. And I used to love that buttermilk with the flecks of butter in it. When we had grade A raw milk, we kept our cows tested and so forth. I really enjoyed it. And I never have liked milk, homogenized, pasteurized milk, anything like I did the original milk. A friend of mine was telling a story one time, and he said it swears it was true. Said that when he was a boy, his father had a Holstein cow, and she didn't give very rich milk. And said the mama called him when he was milking one day, and he took a few steps to the fence, and he set the bucket down and so he could get a little closer to hear what mama had to say. And he looked around, and the cow had just about drug up all the milk. He said, "Go ahead and finish it, you damned old hussy. It's a damn poor night. We'll have to run it back through again." As a kid, I rode a little gray pony. He was a five-gated saddle horse. My father had a very fine stallion he bought in Kentucky, and he named it for the judge who bought it for him, Judge Hurt. And that horse's colts were famous all over this country. They were good workhorses, they were pretty good cow horses, and they were saddling pieces of furniture. Just saddled with the best of them. And I used to ride all over this county, some in the adjoining counties. Bunch of us get together. Sometime I went by myself and rode. On horseback, had a little bunch of cattle out near where the ranch is now, and they, by the way, I ought to get a copy of this tape or something, and that's what people have been telling me I need to put on tape, all these things.